T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. We made it to Thursday, week 3, my friend.
It's Friday, Junior.
It is Friday, Junior. And because it was a short work week for us because of Martin Luther King's birthday, I'm again confused on what day of the week it is. What's new, you know?
We ain't going to catch up to 2023 until at least mid-February. Just go ahead and give up
February,
on it now.
February, we're going to be past spring break before I stop writing 22 on everything when I write the date. I tell you what. All right, so DZ, we were out to dinner. Here we go again. What day was it? Here we go again. I don't know what day
we were
at.
We were Tuesday. At dinner on Tuesday. Yeah.
Tuesday. Only 2 days ago.
That's just 2 days ago.
And we had gotten together. It was me and Owen and Hudson, my kids, and you and your wife, Erin, and your son, Sammy, who's 18 months old.
He's a terror. And I love
him. So, that kid. Ah, I want to eat that kid up.
Terror in the best ways.
I want to eat that kid up. Dude, he's a little heartbreaker. You're in trouble. Yeah, and thank God you make cute kids.
We ready for it.
Because not
we
everybody
ready.
Does. But I was so happy for you guys. You had a cute kid. Love that kid. Well, in the middle of, we'd gotten there. We went to Crafty Cow in Bayview.
Yep. Shout out.
Shout out. And when we got there, Hudson said he needed to go to the bathroom. And this is my 9-year-old.
And mind you, you had literally just grabbed Sammy.
Yeah, I was holding your baby.
You were holding?
Wanted him.
What's up?
I was like, oh, I was
chilling.
Started
dancing.
I love him. I wanted the snuggles with that little baby.
And then Hudson said, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But wanted you to come with him, though.
Which I thought was strange because he's 9 and there was nobody in the whole place. I didn't know why I needed to go to the bathroom with him. He's like, he can go on his own at this point. Like, he doesn't need his mom to go to the bathroom. So I thought that was a little strange, DZ. And so I go, why?
He's nervous in a new place, maybe.
So I got up, and even Owen was like, I'll show you, Hudson. I'll show you where the bathroom is. And then Hudson's kind of like, give me the mom, come on. So I get up, and I get up. Sammy's still in my arm.
Yep, like took him with you.
Like a true mom.
Mom of 3 over there. I was like, dang, that's her son now,
I'm not
I guess.
I'm not putting Sammy down
to
take
really
my kid
to the
bathroom.
You really did try to steal him.
I did. I really did. I would, too. No, so I walk over to the bathroom. I got Sammy on my hip, and Hudson wants me to come in the bathroom with him at Crafty Cow. And I go, what is going on right now? Like, why do you need me to come in there? And he's like, just come. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, I'm afraid that I'm going to get locked in the bathroom. And I go,
what?
You're afraid you're going to get locked in the bathroom? Well, come to find out, Hudson has an irrational fear in my mind of single stall bathrooms. It's not bathrooms in general. It's only the bathrooms at restaurants that are for one person and one person only. Are you following me?
I'm following. So the one use, somebody's in here when somebody jiggled a handle.
Yep. He's afraid to go into those. He's afraid he's going to get locked in one because, according to him, at some point in his life, he got locked in one. I was not there for that. I don't know if he was at his dad's. I don't know if he was at school. I don't know where he was when this story happened that he claims happened. But he says he got locked in a bathroom and he couldn't get out one time. Now, Owen swears that Hudson didn't know that the door handle needed to be pulled down and the whole time.
Not up.
And Hudson was never locked in a bathroom. It had something to do with the door handle. Whenever this happened.
Either way, he now has an irrational fear
of single stall bathrooms and did not want to go in without me. So I said, I'm not coming in there with you. I said, close the door and open it. And he did. And I go, see, you can do it.
You're good.
You're good. And he goes, okay. And he went in and then he came out. But I came back out with Sammy, with your baby. I came back out from the bathrooms at dinner. And I said, you guys, I'm like, who knew? Like, I can't believe this. Hudson's got a fear, like this irrational fear. I don't even know if I knew that. Single stall bathrooms.
All it takes is one time for you to build an irrational fear.
Yeah, you're right.
It really
and
is.
It makes no sense.
I have an irrational fear of rodents.
Why?
Huh. Listen.
What?
I got one thrown at me when I was a kid. I got a dead rodent thrown at me when I was a kid by this little girl. She grabbed it up out of my bushes at my house and whipped it at me. And I froze in midair. I didn't know what to do.
Oh,
I just watched
gosh.
It spin in my chest and splat, smack, smear. It was over. I've never been able to go near any dead
animals.
Realistically, any dead animals after that. Scarred for life.
I don't blame you, my friend. I would be afraid of dead rodents as well. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, girl, hey.
Oh, and look who it
Saucy.
Is. Oh, and you know what? DZ's, he's so comfortable. He knows who you are by the sound of your voice. I love it.
Yeah,
all I needed was,
a lot
hey,
of
girl.
People do.
Hey.
We're there. He knows the regulars. We're there.
Yes.
Saucy Sandra, we're learning that Hudson has an irrational fear of single stall bathrooms, and DZ has an irrational fear of dead rodents. Do you have anything that you have an irrational fear of?
I have irrational fears all the time. Yep. Anytime I use any type of power equipment, I just see in my brain cutting my arm off or cutting my leg off or somebody getting hurt.
Sandra.
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
I'm
with her
on that.
Out.
I ain't even going to lie.
I can do this.
Final Fantasy situations I walk through in my life, and I'm like, I can't watch those movies because I'm going to think that's going to happen all the time.
I'm afraid to use stuff, but I don't know if I ever picture my arm being cut off. I mean, you guys went to a real dark place there with that one. My Lord.
Well, you know, I always think about it like haunted houses.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what am I so afraid of? Mm-hmm. These people aren't real. Nothing is real. But no, forget that. I ain't doing it.
Well, listen, 414-533-1037. We love you, Sandra. We're going to take calls on everyone's irrational fears
have
this morning.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about your irrational fears this morning and how my son Hudson, we found out, has an irrational fear of single stall bathrooms because he thinks he's going to get locked in them, DZ.
It happens once, it can happen twice.
You don't like dead rodents. Saucy Sandra doesn't like power tools. I mean, you name it.
She doesn't use them. She just thinks she's going to cut herself or her arm or somebody with them.
But again, that's an irrational, what the hell? It's an irrational fear, right? I don't get it.
I support it, though.
Oh my gosh. Good morning to Abby in Waukesha.
Good morning.
Abby, what is your irrational fear?
Escalators.
Oh, that's a good one. DZ just said elevators off the air, too.
Yep. Elevators, escalators. You ever feel like you could just fall through one?
People have died on escalators. I don't want to freak you out more, but it's happened. People like get clothes caught in them. It's happened.
Yeah, my shoe got caught once and it tripped me when I was three.
Was it a flip-flop? Yeah. Abby? No, don't wear. I was just about to say, do not ever wear flip-flops on an escalator.
Oh my gosh. For real. Dude, this is dark. The woman I know of, she had like a long coat on, like a trench coat almost, and it got caught. She was like a businesswoman in like a city, and it got caught. And like, oh my gosh. Okay, well, this is dark.
I'm going to just tell you, don't look up how escalators work.
I don't want to, because that was some dark stuff for sure. Good morning, Amanda in Racine.
Hello.
Ooh, good morning.
Turn down for one.
Amanda, you and Abby, both regulars, you called 5 days in a row and got your own theme song. Amanda, what is one of your irrational fears? Is there only one or is there more?
Oh, I have a lot. But for me, I would say haunted houses, the Dungeon of Doom in Zion, that one is intense. They have like a real chainsaw. They got like all the balls that come on top of you. Like that whole thing just terrifies me.
Yeah.
You got to sign a waiver for that one.
Yeah, I don't like haunted houses.
Yeah, you do have to sign a waiver.
But she's right. It is irrational because it's all pretend. So I guess, I never thought of it as an irrational fear, but Amanda's right. It is an irrational fear because nothing's going to happen to you.
I don't do haunted houses either.
I do them, but I don't like them.
They get pretty close, though. They get really close to you. Like those chainsaws.
Yeah.
I'm like, get away from me. And they always pick me, too. I think it's because I'm the scared.
Well,
like little baby.
In fairness, it's a chainsaw, Amanda. I mean, it could kill somebody. I mean, it's not
Amanda, just one word of advice. Walk through there with your fist up like you're ready to throw hands. They will stay away. That's how I get through it.
Look like you're going to fight everybody in the place. I love it. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you. Bye.
Aaron is in Twin Lakes this morning. Aaron, what's an irrational fear of yours?
Highway.
Oh, you cut out right when you said it. What was it?
Driving on the highway.
Oh, tell us more.
I've always had a fear that something's going to happen and there's going to be like a shootout or in the, you know, something terrible.
Yeah, something
and
crazy.
Years ago, it happened on the highway between Madison and the Dells. And I drive that all the time, and I'm terrified of the highways.
Wait, Erin, were you there when that happened, though, or you just heard
no.
about it?
No.
You just heard about it.
She could have been.
Oh, stop it. DZ, you're not helping. You're not helping the fear right now. So one story.
Family friends helped the.
Yeah, she heard a story.
Oh, no, but she said, I think she said a family friend helped somebody that was there.
What'd you say, Erin? You keep cutting out.
Oh, sorry. Family friend helped the person that shot and was like witnesses
so
of everything.
So you heard too much. She heard too much.
And it traumatized her further.
This was before it even happened. I've always been terrified of it.
And then
nobody believed me. Yep.
Nobody
they're like, you're crazy.
Me.
Yep. And it happened. I said, this is why I'm terrified of driving on highways.
Wow. I mean, parts of the highway have been shut down over here on this side for shooting and random stuff before. It's wild.
Yeah, but I don't have a fear of driving on the... That's like saying I'll never go somewhere where someone died. Listen, this is what I find interesting. She's afraid of getting shot on the freeway, but she's not afraid of getting in a car accident yet. I could name 50 people who have died in car accidents before I could name anyone I know getting shot on the freeway. This is what I mean.
That's why it's an irrational fear. That's why it's irrational.
You're not afraid
of
getting
in
a car accident.
Of everything. So.
Okay. I'm like, of all the fears
Final
when you're
destination
driving.
Destination to the max.
Final to the max.
Okay, fair. Fair, Erin. You have a great day. We'll talk to you,
you
later.
You too.
Bye.
Ashley is in Cudahy this morning. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
What is your irrational fear, Ashley?
It's highways and freeways. And it's basically because I have a fear of being boxed in by semis, which has happened to me. And I also was driving on the freeway one time and I got cut off by someone and had to slam on brakes so hard the brake line cut.
Oh, that's happened to me on a highway.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bad deal.
And that scared the living bleepers out of me.
I bet.
And so I'm like, I stay clear.
See, I don't get scared to die when semis lock me in. I just get mad. I get angry and I start cussing at everybody like, move!
There's nothing you could do about it,
so
though.
So annoying.
Oh. No.
Ashley, I hope that doesn't ever happen to you again. I hope your brakes always work. Have Thanks. A great day.
Everybody better be knocking on wood. Bye.
Last but not least, we're running out of time and we got to get to them. Good morning, Java Dave.
Java. Yo.
Coffee Town.
Hey.
Coffee Town. Dave, what is your irrational fear?
When I was a kid, my irrational fear was dolls.
Dolls?
They're
like
weird.
The creepy dolls.
Like regular baby dolls, ceramic dolls, any of them. Mm-hmm.
They're going to come to life.
Yes. I was traumatized as a kid because there was, there's like a scary movie called like Puppet Master. Mm. And I walked into my brother watching that one day and it like just terrified me.
I think dolls' faces can be weird in general.
I remember a scary movie called Toy Story 2.
What
Stop
didn't help
it.
Was like, what?
He said Toy Story's a scary movie. Knock it off,
no,
DZ.
God, no.
All those,
I love Toy Story.
What?
I
All
too.
Those dolls and toys coming to life? Tell me you ever trusted a toy again, Java Dave.
I did. See, it's
they got my
Dave.
Back.
Well, now that's why it's an irrational fear.
Good. I wasn't Sid.
Clearly, I wasn't Sid. Clearly, he's never heard the song "You've Got a Friend in Me." I mean, they're your friends. They're your friends, but, DZ.
Scared me.
So let me tell you about this. So,
all right, we gotta get moving. Tell it quick, Dave. What do you got
let
for
us
me?
Know, big dog.
You said about the rodent.
Yeah.
That triggered me for this because with the dolls. My brother used to chase me around the house with a doll and trap me, and I usually had a bat that I grabbed along the run.
Dave, you should be scared of your brother, not the doll.
Your brother's the one that did this to you,
Seriously,
Dave.
Seriously, come on. Don't forget Disney on Ice tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Why would he do this, DZ? DZ, why?
Because this is what he does.
Oh, Stephen A. Smith. Sports guy, correct? Help the non-sports girl out here. I know who he is, but
he's a sports commentator, analyst, mm-hmm. all around goofball. And he says things like this that start riotous behavior all the time.
Drives me nuts. Okay, so I know who he is, obviously, because he's super famous. Mm-hmm. And I've seen him make comments about other stuff. But
you know that forehead when you see it.
I know him. I know who he is. I know who he is. Right. He was on Sherry Shepherd's talk show.
Yep.
And he started talking smack about Rihanna doing the halftime show. And I'm just dumbfounded that somebody would even come for Rihanna, because I feel like we are all here and for it at this point. Here's what he said. Listen to this.
I want to say I'm not excited. She's fantastic. That's not where I'm going with this.
Okay, where are you going?
Ladies and gentlemen, she's a lot of things. She's spectacular, actually.
Yes.
And congratulations on new mamahood.
Yes.
There's one thing she's not. She ain't Beyonce.
Ooh. I know she's not Beyonce, but wait a minute, hold up.
Totally different.
Hold on, Steve. The only reason I brought up Beyonce.
Yes.
Is because Beyonce recently performed at the Super Bowl.
Yes, she did.
And without Bruno Mars and Coldplay.
Okay, so Beyonce performed, but she's had her time. Now there's Rihanna. Rihanna's coming back. She got that extra of motherhood.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would come for Rihanna. I don't know why you're comparing the two. I think they're both huge superstars in their own rights. I don't get it.
Different lanes.
It's not even like, it would be like two boy bands. Compare those. Rihanna and Beyonce, yes, two huge superstars, two huge pop superstars, but is one better than the other? Hell no. I'll take both of them. I'll take them together. I'll take them separate. What the hell?
Listen, Stephen A. Smith made a grave mistake, and he very quickly found out that Rihanna's fan base just might be more aggressive than the Beehive, because he got rung.
He got lit up on the internet, didn't he? I was mad, and I'm not one of these people who will go on the internet and write, "Don't talk about Rihanna," but I was mad.
It took him about 2.3 seconds before he was apologizing left, right, up, down, north, all of it. He said, "Listen, I'm sorry. That's not what I was trying to say." Stephen A, he was negging. Stupid. He was gaslighting. It was a compliment insult. It was a compliment and an insult.
It was.
He compliment-salted Rihanna all at once, dog.
That's so true what you said, DZ. It was a backhanded compliment. Yeah, it's like, she's great, but she's not Beyonce. What the hell does that have to do? It just is so stupid.
He's trying to splash the water.
I love it, though, that he had to apologize, because he got lit up so quickly. So Stephen A. Smith trying to come for Rihanna, comparing her to Beyonce, which does not matter, not relevant. Stupid. He got lit up.
Tried to splash the water, ended up getting soaked.
And he apologized. Ha ha. Unbelievable. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ in the morning, and we are live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I feel like the listeners owe you an apology now.
What are you apologizing for? Hold on. What's going on?
I just want to say that everybody gave you a complex because the other day on Am I the Jerk, let's just rewind for a second. So DZ, I've known you for years because you started, you know, as an intern here in 2014. You're just like one of the most loved guys in the building. I'm so happy you're back. When DZ came back to work with me, everyone was like, "He's back." Everybody's like hugging you in the hall. So happy to see you.
Everybody, I can confirm I was there. Yes.
You were there. Everybody just loves you. You're like one of those lovable, magnetic guys. But you are also really funny, and you're honest, and you stick to what you say, which I appreciate about you. But the other day on Am I the Jerk?
Did you just compliment insult me?
Did I? Oh, shoot. What did I say? Anyway.
You're really nice and you stick to what you say, but I'm like, here comes the insult.
Sorry.
Compliment, now the insult.
What do you call it? I got to use that word.
Compliment-sult.
Compliment-sult. Oh, I call it a backhanded compliment, but okay, a compliment-sult. Okay, maybe I did. Listen, we've known each other long enough, I can do that. And you can call me on it. We've known each other long enough, right?
But so, no, let's hear it.
You had said during Am I the Jerk that you do something in the morning. You remember. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I will turn the lights on in our room. I've said that. I give my wife the fair warning. It's not a thing for us. It's not like she hates the lights. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like the lights. But as long as I let her know, hey, baby, throw the blanket over your head, whatever, throw the pillow. I need the lights in the room.
And I thought you were a total jerk for doing that to your wife every morning, turning on the overhead light, because I have never done that to a partner, and I would be, and I'm one of those people who would get angry if somebody did that to me, like really angry. However,
you thought I was the jerk.
I thought you were the jerk.
Everybody else did too. 9 out of 10 people out here, dentists, doctors, everybody.
Everybody. So we always post the Am I the Jerk on Facebook, on the Kiss FM Facebook every day. You can go comment, and that's where all the keyboard warriors come out at night, right? The
really tough.
The real tough people come out, and they just start slapping you back. I mean, DZ's like bouncing off the wall. He's getting hit so hard on the Facebook, right? Like a little rag doll. Everybody's just slapping him around.
He's
like, you're a jerk, you're a jerk.
I felt like Stephen A.
And you were being so funny in the comments. You were keeping it light, because it was like, chill out, people. Like, he might be a jerk, but this is not that serious. Calm down, right?
Of course.
So you got lit up, and we were laughing about it, because there was like over 400 comments last time I looked at this post on Facebook.
People were ribbing, and it was great.
Yeah, and then your wife, when we were at dinner the other night, said she doesn't care. It doesn't bother her. Like, as long as you give her the warning and she can cover her head. And so I thought, well, if Aaron doesn't care, then I don't care, right? Like, what do I care?
Yeah.
And nobody else should care, right? At the end of the day. But then you wrote something on Facebook yesterday that I said, we gave DZ a complex.
Y'all may or may not have given me a slight complex, because now I'm like, dog, am I? Is this? Should I? The last two nights, I've been getting dressed in the dark.
No!
Trying to work on my cat vision so that I don't have to wake my wife up and have her not be like, baby, what's going on? Because this morning she woke up and went, dude, just turn the lights on. She literally
said, dude, turn the lights on.
Good. Right. She was like, stop it. What are you doing? I was like, leave me alone. I'm learning how to live.
I was dying, because when you said last night, I saw your comment on my Facebook then last night with our family picture from dinner, and you said, you MFers got me getting dressed in the dark now, and everybody was laughing at it. And I thought, we gave DZ a complex.
Very slight complex. Now I have an irrational fear of turning my light on at home.
We freaked you out. In the dark. It's 3 weeks in on the morning show. DZ's freaked out. I love it, though, that Aaron said, just turn the light on already.
Yeah, I was already dressed, too. So using a flashlight, bad idea. Using it in the dark, worse idea.
Really?
I stubbed my toe on everything.
Really?
I don't know. You guys must have immaculately clean houses if you're getting dressed in the dark.
I just feel like I know my surroundings. I mean, I'm single now, so I turn on the lights. But in the past, I would do it in the dark or with a flashlight for sure. I don't know. Look, who cares? If Aaron doesn't care, we don't care.
True.
We're sticking to that.
We're going to stick to
that. I'm sorry we gave you a complex. That's all I wanted to say.
I was trying to appease you people.
Stop trying to please us. Screw those haters on Facebook. Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Luckily, it's not about DZ today. You're off the hook today.
I'm avoiding it today like the plague.
This one got submitted by a listener. We changed her name, DZ, because we just did, and you decided to call her
Gladys.
Gladys.
Shout out Gladys.
Her name is Gladys, who wrote into the show for Am I the Jerk? And it has to do with a coworker problem. So here we go. Here's what she said. She said, here's the Am I the Jerk for the day. Short backstory. Our office building was burned down during the 2020 riots in Kenosha, so I have been sharing an office space with someone since then. The person I share with constantly leaves crumbs and garbage on the desk. Even broke my chair, moves all my equipment, disconnects things. After leaving friendly notes and emails that were clearly ignored, I asked this person face to face to be mindful of the shared space, and they agreed. Well, guess what? The problem persists, and I'm beyond annoyed. So, am I the jerk for wanting to get my boss involved at this point? Gladys. Gladys wants to know. She's asked the coworker face to face to stop doing all these little things that drive her nuts. Coworker agreed, kept doing it. Is she the jerk if she goes to the boss at this point for some of this stuff?
I'm glad you're asking, Gladys. Because no, you should have been gone to HR, at least tried to set up some type of meeting with your boss to where you can talk about it in an open space. No. You know what? No, I'll take it back.
This is petty stuff, though. This is personal petty stuff, but it's annoying.
Gladys has already made too many attempts I don't think you want to get your boss involved at this point.
Oh,
you don't
want
to be the tattletale. No, I'm switching mid-answer.
No tattletale.
No, don't tattletale. Don't get the boss involved. I think you'd be a jerk if you did that.
Because is it a work problem is the real question. It's not.
It's a personality problem. That's exactly what I'm coming to right now. It has nothing to do with work.
Yeah.
This person is just not respecting you. Yeah. So you got to handle that, Gladys.
414-533-1037. You're onto something there, DZ. But what do you do if you can't get your work done and they don't stop? That's the other problem.
I know.
Then they are the jerk. Listen.
And if it is at work, maybe you should go to the boss. I mean, that's the proper protocol.
Right? Is Gladys the jerk for wanting to go to the boss and getting them involved at this point? We'll discuss next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. DZ renamed her Gladys.
It's a good name.
It's a great name. Gladys wrote into the show. She wants to know she's a jerk because she's been sharing an office space with her coworker, and the coworker constantly does things that drive her crazy, like leaving crumbs and garbage on the desk, even broke her chair, moves equipment. And so Gladys wrote a friendly note, even had a talk face to face, and said, you know, can you be more mindful of some of these things that annoy me? The coworker said, sure, and then it kept on. So Gladys wants to know, is she now the jerk for wanting to get the boss involved at this point?
Interesante.
Very much. Brittany is in Sheboygan this morning. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is Gladys a jerk if she gets the boss involved at this point?
Yeah, so I think the bottom line is that is a jerk move because, like DZ was saying, it is a personality thing, but I think it's a jerk move to break people's stuff and leave crumbs all over when you have a shared workspace as well.
True, girl.
So I would probably just like pile all the crumbs up and leave them for her the next day, or find ways to like permanently fix things the way I want.
If you can't win, you can get petty.
Can't win, get even then. Okay.
I know you are, but what am I?
But, you know, I think an extra conversation, you know, there's ways to try and communicate maybe why that would be helpful and try to do that before you involve, you know, management or the boss.
Before you go get HR.
Probably not great for either of you then at that point.
So you say jerk. So Brittany in Sheboygan says she's a jerk if she goes to the boss at this point. Deal with it
other
ways.
I like it. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you.
Yes, girl.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Next up, you've met her before because she is a regular DZ. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Welcome back, Amy and Muskego.
Hey.
You can't touch this.
Can't touch it.
Like, don't touch my stuff. Like, that's why. Don't touch
it.
Please don't touch it. Don't touch my cables. Don't touch my chair. Don't touch my Nutri-Grain bars.
Yep. Is Gladys a jerk for wanting to get the boss involved from all the stuff her coworker keeps doing that annoys her?
No, she is not a jerk. And here is why. The way my petty is set up, if I decide to start being petty and doing all the way back, probably going to lose my job. So she's going in the right way for job security, okay? Because she going to get real mad the way my petty is set up, and she's going to get butt hurt and, you know, not trying to have that, and I need to keep my job because I got bills to pay.
She's not a jerk.
If you had a conversation and we went to that, now this person is being petty to continue touching and messing stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, all right, here's the way my petty's going to go. I'm going to involve management.
Sure.
Sorry.
I'm hands off. I see that, though, right? You got to protect yourself at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got to have that job security, baby, because, you know, you never know how it is. She's going to go cry to management and when you decide to be petty, and it's like, oh, when I'm petty now it's a problem.
She
does
have a
point.
Then you lose your job because you were retaliating. 100%, Amy. I feel that as well. Okay. So Amy says not a jerk. So that's one jerk, one not a jerk. It's split right down the middle.
I hear it. Amy, great point, yo. For real. Good one.
All right, Amy. We love you. Talk to you later.
I love you too, guys. Bye.
Weirdly enough, this is another Muskego. Lindsay and Muskego. Good morning.
Muskego in the house.
Good morning.
It's a hot morning in Muskego on Kiss FM. We are split right down the middle, Lindsay. Gladys wants to know if she's a jerk if she goes to the boss at this point because she's sick of her coworker doing all these things like getting crumbs in her space, breaking her chair, and she tried to talk to her. Nothing changed. Is she a jerk if she goes to the boss or HR at this point?
I'm also saying not a jerk. I'm a big fan of treat people how you want to be treated. If this lady is being disrespectful still, all right, let me go talk to management, see how you do that. I'm not one to mess around and find out kind of gal. I'm kind of like, you messed around. I'm going to go have someone else deal with
mess
it.
Mess around and find out. Yep.
You go find
That's
out.
That's right, for sure, for sure. So not a jerk then. That's two not a jerks if she goes to HR or to the boss.
We got our answer.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
You know, bye. But DZ, if I do something that annoys you, you better not go to the boss.
We're going to talk it out face to face.
Yes.
We're going to come to that common understanding because all this, I mean,
this
I'm not
stupid
I'm not
the stuff.
One. This mom and dad stuff, we're going to talk this out now.
Well, it's essentially Gladys is having to work with somebody. It's like being married to someone you don't want to be married to, but you have to share a space with them every single day. And so many people must relate to this listening in their cars.
The cords, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The crumbs, it is what
whatever.
It is. Mm-hmm. But the chair, you broke my chair.
Now it's on.
It was my chair with my lumbar support. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
It's on for sure. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Well, overall, not a jerk. Disney on Ice tickets coming up next.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, I learned something about you this week, DZ, that I didn't know, and I've known you for a long time. So when I learned something new, I'm like, wow. What I learned is that you're a huge fan of that 70s show.
I don't even know how it happened. It just happened.
Yeah. Well, it's on nonstop. Didn't we talk about that off the air? How it was always on when you turn on a channel. It's one of those shows that airs all the time.
Always on. Yep. Like Saved by the Bell type, where it's just every
always on
thing you went through always led you back to that 70s show somehow, some way.
Well, it's a great show. And hello, Wisconsin.
And I was in Wisconsin when I really started getting into it. So it was like, maybe I do love Wisconsin.
Well, it's funny that that's one of your favorite shows because you brought me on to the fact that they have a reboot that came out when? Today?
It dropped today.
What?
January 19th, that 90s show.
Oh, go on.
It's got layers. It's got Easter eggs.
What do you mean?
It's not just like a reboot, new people, new things. No.
Okay.
It's Red and Kitty
uh-huh.
back at home.
Yeah.
The same house you watched on that 70s show.
Same people.
The same basement. Red and Kitty now have grandkids. Not just any old grandkids, though. It ain't Lori the sister. It's Eric and Red.
Oh!
Yeah, his son. So Eric, Donna, now got a daughter that comes to visit Red and Kitty.
Uh-huh.
Grandparents.
Yeah.
Meets a couple friends, probably.
Yeah.
And not probably, you know.
Yeah.
You
it's
gotta
the
watch
same
it for
premise,
yourself.
But it's that 90s show. So, but I love that it has some of the main characters from that 70s show. Some
it's
of the,
set. 16 years later.
Because think about that. Didn't, like, the Fresh Prince come back and it was all new people? Even though it was, like, it came back, but it was different versus this will have some of the originals in it.
It's like an extension show. So now it's the continuation. Mm-hmm. It's 16 years later. It's, like, 1995 now. Eric and Donna have a baby.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're going to get some cameos from Mila.
Yeah, Mila
and
Kunis.
Ashton.
And by the way, this is on Netflix?
It is on Netflix.
I was going to say, I didn't realize. So the 70s show reboot called That 90s Show on Netflix. Okay.
It is on Netflix, dropped this morning, probably right at midnight, but who was up?
Right.
I don't do that no more.
Somebody
I got a kid.
Was, not us. Yeah, I'm with you.
But I'm just excited for it. Like, Fez is back. Not everybody's back.
Danny, let's just say Danny Masterson not back and not welcome back because he is literally had so many awful rape allegations against him. Went to court. I mean, we don't need to get into it.
I don't think he's making a cameo.
He's not coming back. Yeah. Everything.
But a lot of people are back, and it is still centered around those lovable personalities. I mean, Kitty. I love Kitty's laugh.
Yes.
I practiced that laugh. I love Kitty Foreman.
Yes. Sean in Milwaukee texted in. He said he is so pumped for it. He said, but it better not suck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it better be good because that was my problem with the Fresh Prince reboot.
Yeah.
They just made it too different. I liked it, but it was too different. I was expecting a continuation. I love the continuation shows.
Absolutely.
So that 90s show. Mm-hmm. spinoff from That 70s yes. Show using the same actors, mm-hmm. going along with the storyline, yes. that gives me breath. That
it
gives
changes
me hope.
Everything. You want the same characters. I'm with you. And maybe I'm going too far left on this, but Sex and the City, when they came back, same characters 20 years later. Keep it with the same people. That's what I want.
I love that. Exactly. Because you were wondering, what's happened? How have their characters developed? Mm-hmm. Did Eric and Donna have a kid? Is it a boy or
what's
a girl?
What's happening?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a daughter. And she convinces Eric and Donna to let her stay with Red and Kitty for the summer. So that's the premise of the show.
That's the premise. All right.
That's the premise of the show.
Well, That 90s Show dropped at midnight on Netflix. Go watch. You'll be fighting everyone. You'll be binging it tonight, DZ. Enjoy yourself. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. This morning in the dirt, you were so excited, DZ, because That 90s Show, which is a reboot from That 70s Show,
Made a comeback
this morning on Netflix at midnight, right?
That's right. It's they back. Released it. Kitty and Red, the grandparents mm-hmm. now. Grandparents mm-hmm. of Eric and Donna's daughter.
Yes. You know, and side note, you know, everybody, I get all the time, you remind me of Donna from That 70s Show.
You do.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, you definitely do.
I get that all the time.
I see a lot of similar qualities between y'all.
Like what?
I'm tall.
Tall, very tall. I'm 5'11".
Then you got the face structure.
Same face.
Mm-hmm. And your guys' eyes are pretty similar, mm-hmm. too.
Now she's redhead. I'm blonde. But when she's blonde, I could absolutely see it. Yeah.
Did you see her in Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
I'm pretty
That's
sure
a good
she
comparison,
had a blonde episode or two in there.
I always thought it was the voice, too.
A little bit of the voice.
The personality.
A little bit of the voice.
But anyway.
definitely features and maybe just mm-hmm. like the way you carry yourself.
I'll take it. I love
Donna. You're very direct. Donna was very direct.
Who,
no
me?
Nonsense.
Who, me?
No nonsense.
Very direct.
But nah, yeah.
Me?
Me? It sounds like Donna. I can't wait to see them on the reboot. I can't wait to see how their marriage is
Absolutely.
Between Eric and Donna. Now mm-hmm. Donna Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you remember the show, that was the love interest between them two.
Yeah, but reboots are like the thing now.
It is.
It's
it
a
is.
Big thing now.
Fresh Prince dropped the reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Man, White Man Can't Jump is dropping a reboot.
I saw that Jack Harlow is supposed to be starring in that, and I'm here for that.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And, you know... Cobra Kai on Netflix was a big, that was a, in a way a reboot of Karate Kid, which is such a great show. It was one of those that they rebooted and everybody thought this is going to be garbage.
It's going to be terrible.
And then you went and watched it and you were like, damn, they brought it.
It's like, I might be watching the next episode.
It was
I don't
impressive
know.
How well they did with that. You said there's another reboot I didn't know about.
There's one more reboot.
With a local boy.
Watched this last night.
What?
Shout out to the local. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Jacob Lattimore starring in the House Party reboot. Y'all remember the old
Kid and
movie?
Play?
Kid and Play. Which
what?
They actually make a cameo in the reboot as well.
They should.
It's star-studed. When I say...
Listen, Kid and Play aren't busy. Can we just keep it real for a second? Kid and Play should be in the reboot because they're not doing anything, are they?
It's an homage to them, of course. Definitely an homage.
But I know who Jacob Lattimore is. I know he's a local boy. He's even played at a KISS show for us. He's done one of our Christmas bashes,
right.
And he was sweet, but he's from the area, so
That's
I'm glad
right.
that he's in that.
He's dipped far into acting at this rate in his career. Obviously still.
He's doing well.
Musically talented, but he's been on shows like The Shy, stuff like that. Like he's been around.
He's killing it.
Now, he's in the movie House Party. He plays the main character, one of two, I should say. He plays Kevin. Then you got Damon, not Damon. It's Damon, played by Tolson Cole. DC
I don't need the whole cast. No offense, DZ. I don't need the whole damn cast.
I'm just telling you the main stars.
Know,
you got to give respect to the main stars
okay.
at least.
Well, I know.
Kid Cudi's in this mug.
Oh, Kid Cudi, I know.
Okay.
Thank you. There we go. Now you're talking my language.
Snoop Dogg, Juvenile. I was getting to them, man. They just got to give the respect to the people that actually star in
the
film.
Whole cast. Listen,
Lil Wayne was in that mug.
Hold on, though. So wait, the House Party, it's called House Party?
It's called literally House Party.
What's that on? Where do I watch that? Netflix?
Oh, so now you interested on where to see
Well, I want the juicy details. I don't want the cast list and their IMDb. Come on. Get to the good stuff, dude. You watched it, I thought. No?
I did watch it. But I don't actually know
don't
where you can watch it.
You don't remember where you... Oh, because you... Did you steal it off the internet or
no,
something?
No, I did not.
DZ.
But like I was saying, it's got a lot of star-studded cast. It's got a lot of people in there, man.
Oh, man. Okay, so that's one of the most recent ones. So
well,
I guess the question is, what reboot do you love, or what would you love to see as a reboot? Because there's a lot of stuff out there.
There's a lot of stuff out
you
there.
Know?
I'm kind of excited for White Man Can't Jump as the next reboot popping, because mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. same director of this movie, Calmatic. Mm-hmm. He's directed music videos so far. Khalid, Vince Staples, Pharrell. Mm-hmm. He's done a lot of music videos that we've all seen and loved. He's now going into movies himself. This was his first cinematic release as a director, Calmatic.
Okay.
Now, White Man Can't Jump is going to be his next release coming out this next year.
Nice.
It's time.
All right.
It's time.
414-533-1037. What's a reboot you want to see? We'll discuss next. Kiss FM. We're getting some great texts coming in at 414-533-1037 about reboots that you want to see or that you love. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. And that's what we're talking about because it started with That 70s Show, the reboot dropping on Netflix this morning. It's called That 90s Show.
That's right.
Then you talked about how House Party, which is actually in theaters. I didn't realize it's a movie in theaters and it's going to go to HBO Max, right?
Warner Brothers, HBO Max. Mm-hmm. That's who it is. I couldn't remember. It's in theaters only right now. Yep. I got my hands on a little something slight that let me watch it somewhere else out of theaters.
Don't admit that on the air.
Okay, still so anyway. Of COVID.
So,
and it's only allegations?
It's only allegations. So House Party's got their reboot with Jacob Lattimore, you know, Kid and Play House Party. And we were just talking about reboots we love and, you know, want to see. I said Cobra Kai is great from The Karate Kid. Did you just take a bite of food on the air?
No.
What is wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
He just took a bite of food.
I knew I had time to chew and swallow. What you doing?
You're crazy right now. Okay. Listen, let's just go to the phones and see what everybody wants to say about reboots. Good morning to our girl. She called 5 days in a row. She got her own theme song. Amanda and Racine.
Hello, hello. Stand down for what?
Amanda. Amanda. We got some good texts. Somebody said they want to see a Goonies reboot. Somebody said they're dying to see a reboot of One Tree Hill. What's the one you want to see?
I want to see Friends.
Mm.
Even if
Friends.
It's with the kids or with the main cast, either way.
You want it to be their kids. You'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
What would you call it? Still Friends? Would it be cousins now? Technically.
Or Friends 2.0.
Friends 2.0. Don't you know, reboots are so much better when you have the original people in it, though. You gotta, even if they're not the main character, they need to be in it.
Yes, I agree. 100%.
Yeah. I never thought about Friends, though. That would be a good reboot.
Well, then that was like the rumor for like, I don't know how many years, I feel like, in the past couple years that Friends was coming back and they were going to, and then it ended up just being like a reunion show and it wasn't a reboot. They screwed everybody.
It ran so long, though. It's like, do you really need a reboot? You got everything you needed to say in those 50 seasons y'all had.
And they're busy. Well, some of them are busy.
Well, most of them are busy.
Not all of them are busy.
Jennifer Aniston can't do it.
She's busy. She's busy for sure. All right, Amanda, we'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Saucy Sandra, welcome back.
Hey, guys. Hey. But hold on a second, DZ. Oh. We have not seen it all from Friends. We want to know what went on with Ross and Rachel, okay?
Oh, affair.
She left them in the end.
Did they get married? Did they not get married?
She left them in the end. You know she left them in the end. Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
Saucy Sandra, what do you want to see a reboot of, or what's your favorite
reboot? I want to see a reboot of Punky Brewster.
Okay, hold on. Sandra, I guarantee you DZ has no idea what you're talking about because he's 29. I know I know exactly what Punky Brewster is, but I bet you DZ, you have no idea.
Oh, I thought she said Funky Rooster.
No. It was a TV show. Punky Brewster was a TV show, allegedly, when we were young. We're only 25, though, so, I mean, allegedly. Yes. It was a show. I don't expect you to know, but you want that to come back. Okay, just Punky Brewster, anything else?
You know, and the one that was really good that I liked was Boy Meets World had a reboot, which was Girl Meets World.
They did, yes. Good call.
That was a really good reboot as well.
That was a good one,
But another one that I would want as a reboot would be Elf. That would be another good one.
Like the movie Elf?
Because now they
Elf.
Elf. ALF. Like, do you remember Elf?
Oh,
DZ,
no. You had me at ELF.
I was going to say Elf would be fun because you could use
Elf
like
would be fun, too.
Because they had
his
a baby.
Kid. Yeah.
And now you're teaching him how to be an elf human. Oh, see, Elf and Elf. I'm here for both.
Nice. Brad in Waukesha texted in, bring back a reboot of Full House. We tried that. It was like some
Fuller
part.
House.
Yeah, Fuller House.
It wasn't that great.
Yeah.
No offense, Brad. I'm good without that one. They tried. And somebody else said Dawson's Creek. Somebody texted in The Office. Dude, The Office, people go insane.
You can't reboot that. That's greatness. Leave that alone. You just watch the reruns and enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Sandra. We appreciate you.
No problem. And have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye. Yeah, the texts are coming in, and you can always call or text in what you would love to see. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, talking about reboots this morning. And Sandy in South Milwaukee wrote in Golden Girls. They have to be alive, or we have to get a whole new cast for that one.
Oh, that would be such a good reboot, though. It has to be all new cast. Everybody's actually gone now.
That's what I mean. It'd be so hard to do unless it's a whole new thing. And then it'd be a different show. It wouldn't be the same, you know?
I'd watch it, though, just off of principle alone. Those are my girls.
Fair. Everybody would, for sure. Somebody said they want a Home Improvement reboot. These are all texts coming in. Martin to come back.
Say less.
What else? Oh, the Addams Family reboot Wednesday is real big right now on Netflix.
Ooh, Wednesday was really good. We watched that. I forgot that's a reboot. Duh.
It's a reboot. Yeah.
Duh.
It's a big one.
It was a great show, too. Netflix is really popping, but it's not the only place doing these reboots.
And this all started because of that 90s show dropping today, which is the reboot of that 70s show on Netflix. So that's on. And then we talked about the movie House Party coming back with Jacob Lattimore, who's from Milwaukee. And then AJ's in Fort Atkinson. AJ, what reboot do you want to see?
Charmed. A real reboot of Charmed. That other crappy one is not a reboot.
What they did do? I don't like. No. Those other actresses ain't it.
You didn't like the one they did. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. But the one they did with Holly Marie Combs, Alyssa Milano, Rose McGowan. Yeah, okay, give a shout out to Prue. But, you know, it comes down to is... They did a little bit of the kids in it and showing the future when they're coming back and that kind of thing. They need to actually show a whole nother section of them being the grandparents and now the kids taking over.
So the stuff we missed in between.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hear you.
Because, you know, Alyssa had three kids with Coop, and it's like, okay. I know that's her real, not her stage name.
Alyssa Milano. You're using her real life name and not her character name. I get it for sure.
I love Phoebe. I love Alyssa Milano. Phoebe, she's my girl. I love her.
Listen,
she's a fan.
She is. Cindy wrote in. She said, I'd love a reboot of Charmed as well. So you're not alone with that one.
My wife and her sisters would support this decision. Mm-hmm.
Charmed was on for a long time, too. It was one of those shows. You're like, damn.
Yeah.
And it's still on randomly. You click it on a Saturday. You're like, Charmed? What's going on, huh?
It's like that 70s show, yep, right? It's on all the time.
Fresh Prince, on all the time. Saved by the Bell.
The state of Wisconsin lost their mind on the internet yesterday, DZ.
I'd say rightfully so.
I would say rightfully so, whether it was good or bad. We had a side, 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. And it's our third week, by the way, on the morning show. I'm glad you're here.
Time is flying by.
I know.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It's going quick. And you and I have worked together for years off and on. You've been here since you were an intern back in 2014, but now you're doing mornings with me and it's awesome. But I texted you last night, DZ, because I saw everyone was losing their mind on Facebook when the local news stations posted the big story, which was that Culver's, our very own Culver's, is switching from Pepsi products to Coke products.
How dare they?
And you got upset, and I went, woo! You are one or the other on this fight, man. I was jumping for joy. I was so excited because, I mean, I drink Diet Pepsi. Like, If I have to. If I go to Taco Bell, I will drink a Diet Pepsi.
But you don't prefer.
But I don't prefer. I'm a Diet Coke girl all day long. Everybody knows this about me. But you were upset. You were the other way because that's what happened on Facebook. People went nuts. And you were either they were thrilled or they were furious about it.
I'm furious because what's going to end up happening is that since they're dropping.
Yeah.
You know,
Pepsi
one conglomerate
products, yeah.
And picking up another conglomerate. My drink of choice when I go to Culver's
is now
gone.
Which is?
I get Mountain Dew religiously.
Right. And I get that. I feel for you on that front. I get why that would stink.
I only drink Mountain Dew at Taco Bell and at Culver's.
Only. Interesting.
It's not like I seek it out of my way, go get it out of my day. I don't crave. I'm a white light soda kind of cat.
Uh-huh.
I like Sprite. I like Sierra Mist.
Sure.
7 Up. Cool. And it don't even matter. I prefer Sprite. Don't get me wrong. But when I'm getting me some fast food, when I'm getting some Culver's, little T-Bell.
You want Mountain Dew.
I want Mountain Dew. Now isn't I can't get that from Coke.
Is there a Coke equivalent? Or no, it's not the same. No. It's like me drinking Diet Pepsi versus it's Diet Pepsi versus Diet Coke.
Is there a Coke equivalent?
Is there a
No, there isn't.
I had to ask. I just thought it was interesting that we're opposite sides on this because that's exactly what happened on the internet last night was no matter which one you like, it's happening. Because there are times that, I mean, I love going to Culver's and getting a burger with no bun, which most places do at this point.
Right, right.
But I always get sad because I don't get the drink. I don't get the drink. I stay away because I don't drink because they really have Diet Pepsi. I was like, I'll just get a Diet Coke and go at home or whatever. Now I will always order a drink with my burger. Swear.
Nah, they might have lost me. You think you finessed me with the cheese curd burger, but now you're going to take away my drink of choice? No, I will not be finessed.
I just think it's funny that this is the things we lose our mind over in Wisconsin. These are the internet fights we get into. Culver's switching Coke to Pepsi. You can always text in 414-533-1037.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.